Hey y'all, this is Pastor Latasha coming to you from Compassion and Love Ministries out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Lord told me to come on and let you know that it had to happen. Everything that you've been through, it had to happen. Every hurt, every betrayal, every whatever it is right now that are in the past that you have been through, the jealousy, the envy, the hate, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, the unloving, the abandonment, whatever it is, he said it all had to happen to get you to a place of where you are right now. It was not a demotion. It was actually a promotion. He's saying it had to happen. Everything to get you to where he wants you to be in the name of Jesus. He said right now, some of us are getting weary and well doing. He said, but don't, because in due season you shall reap if you don't give up. He says, you are about to reap. He says, right now, some of you guys are feeling like underdogs. He said, don't worry, because it's time for the underdogs to arise. He says, arise, underdog, arise, arise, underdog, arise. Some of you are comparing yourself. He's saying, stop that. He says, no. Your calling is different from her calling or his calling in the name of Jesus. He said, you shall reap. You shall reap. You are going to have all that he says that you're going to have. He says all those visions that he gave you, they are about to come to pass in the name of Jesus. All of that had to happen because he wanted you to get to the point to where you are now. It's time for you to get on your knees and start praying and asking to hear his voice clear, getting into your word, getting deeper in prayer, because where he is about to take you, you're going to have to be covered in the name of Jesus. You want to have on your full armor of God, your helmet of salvation, your breastplate, your shield of faith, your sword, your belt of truth, and your gospel shoes of peace. You're going to have to be covered in the blood from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You're going to have a hedge of protection around you in the name of Jesus. You got to start praying for your Jonathans. You got to start praying for your Naomis in the name of Jesus, your Ruths in the name of Jesus. You got to start praying for them faithful ones in the name of Jesus. He says you got to be alert, be vigilant, because the enemy is running around like a lion seeking whom he may devour. He's not just trying to seek anybody. He's seeking the saints, God's children. He says, stop looking at yourself as if you're nothing. You were created in God's image in the name of Jesus. God loves you. In fact, he loves you so much. Don't forget that. Don't let the enemy tell you he's forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about you. What it is he's laying a path for you. He's laying a way for you in the name of Jesus. Go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 19th verse. That is exactly what he's doing for you. He's making pathways where there never should be pathways for you in the name of Jesus. Your blessings are here. It's time for you to arise, prophets. It's time for you to arise, pastors. It's time for you to arise, apostles. It's time for you to arise, prayer intercessors. It's time for you to arise, prayer warriors. It is time for you to arise in the name of Jesus. Arise, arise, arise. Remember, it had to happen to get you to the point to where he needs you to be. I love y'all. Again, my name's Pastor Latasha, coming to you from Compassion and Love Ministries in Las Vegas, Nevada.